The remnants of Hurricane Ida are being blamed for at least 18 deaths in the Mid-Atlantic area in the last day. And to the south, hundreds of thousands still have no power in and around Louisiana. The storm also slammed essential oil refineries and other energy facilities on the Gulf Coast. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi joins us. He's just back from New Orleans. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Scott.
Now, I've seen this stretch of the Gulf Coast, miles and miles of giant chemical plants and refineries, pipelines, giant tubes everywhere. What damage did you see?
Well, you know, I got there on Saturday night to Houston, and I drove from Houston to New Orleans, and it's in that stretch between eastern Texas and western Louisiana that you see all of these petrochemical plants. There are 17 refineries in New Orleans itself, many more on the Texas side of the border, but all sorts of other chemicals and things like that, because it's where all the oil comes in. So it's everything that's made out of those oil facilities, out of the oil that comes in. In fact, the hurricane hit at Port Fouchon in Louisiana, and that's where the pipelines all come in. So there have been reports of oil slicks. There's damage to the refineries. It's not as bad as it was 16 years ago when millions of gallons of oil were dumped into the waterways and the ground. But there are toxic waste dumps there that are in the line of this. There's a lot of flooding, as you know, going on right now. So until we're through with the flooding, until the waters have receded and we have power back, because we don't have power down there, we don't know how bad the damage will be. But you know, this always happens. These Gulf hurricanes hit these petrochemical and power facilities.
So on this contamination question, I mean, you mentioned all these sites plus these Superfund sites that have toxic waste from decades ago. Could we still have some contamination here? Do we just have to wait and see?
Yeah. Look, the evaluations are still continuing. What happens ahead of these hurricanes sometimes is that refineries either switch down or lock down so that things don't get damaged, or if there's a hurricane, you don't end up getting, stuff. The damage is contained to the infrastructure of the place as opposed to also having spills of things like that. So we don't have a sense of it yet. But when you go back to Hurricane Laura last year, when you go back to Harvey that hit Houston and points east, one does begin to wonder whether we need to be doing something differently in the face of climate change. The idea that one of the parts of the country that gets hit the most by hurricanes also happens to be the place where we keep most of our chemicals, we refine our chemicals, we store them, and we ship them. So this is becoming an issue that people are much, much more concerned about in the area. Environmentalists have been concerned about it for a while.
Well, and I just want to ask you finally a little bit more about this geography question. I mean, as you say, this is where the petroleum comes into the country. It's natural that it would get processed there. But we know the geography, and we also know that there's been a big buildup in these facilities since Katrina.
Yep.
So where does that conversation go as far as, is this the right location? We kind of know the climate picture going forward.
Well, the federal government, the EPA, the state of Louisiana should all be involved in this conversation. The problem is everything we discuss means jobs down there, and that is the inherent conflict in eastern Texas and western Louisiana, that there's gas, there's oil, there's chemicals, there's jobs, there's plants. And if the people want them to be safer, but having them there means a lot of prosperity.
Okay, Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.